High temperatures and desert sand, not the best place one might think of to grow crops. But close to one of the world's fastest growing cities, Qatar's capital Doha, this eco-farm is producing food and educating people about the importance of sustainable agriculture.
We have separated humanity from nature due to urbanism. And we have seen that lots of people will consume their day-to-day goods, buying organic goods that they don't know where it came from, what is the source of it. Is it being produced artificially or naturally? So for us, the objective is to connect them back to nature and to bring them out and to understand how these organic systems produce the very essential elements for life.
Okay. A first of its kind in Qatar, this initiative aims to foster a communal environment and change in lifestyles that many people may crave, particularly post-pandemic.
We're here to inspire people to slow down and to really understand that real value lies in protecting your environment, your community, and kind of understanding the value that less is more, and the simpler the better.
Is water a challenge here?
Water is a big challenge. For a hyper-dry country, we aim to conserve as much as possible.
But that isn't the only hurdle to operating organically. Here on the Arabian Peninsula, temperatures are among the hottest on Earth, making it particularly tough on farmers, their livestock, and their crops. In the summer months, farmers take to the fields only at daybreak and at dawn. Midday is a moment for rest, away from the sun. But global demand for food is increasing, and some experts say the challenge is to intensify farming and respect the Earth.
We have a growing human population. We need to feed them. But in the same time, traditionally, we have always expanded the area when we produce more food. And I think that's the wrong way to go. We have to think of biodiversity as well and give nature a chance to recover in many places. And I believe that this can be approached by intensifying the food production, both on land and in water, like in aquaculture, but in the same time, enforcing strict regulations to ensure that we get the high quality food.
For the founder of this eco farm, the way forward is clear.
It is crucially important to transfer the knowledge of sustainability to future generations, without which there will be no future generations. And for us, we want to pass a debt-free future, and that's our key mission.
A mission to reap what is sown for generations to come. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera, Ashahaniya, Qatar.